From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Let's all choose Kamala Harris.
And hello, America. Jeez, hello. All right. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Pardon me. I don't know where that came from. We have got a lot going on today, and we're going to get down to it. By the way, Caroline Leavitt is going to be joining us a little bit later on. President Trump's press secretary, Cheryl Chumley, boots on the ground for the Washington Times in Chicago. And we have a very special guest coming up in the last hour of the program. You'll have to stick around for that. So, I just want to have a heart-to-heart with all of you for just a moment. And, well, before I do that, because I do want to have a heart-to-heart with you about something very important, I have a question. So they bring out Coach Waltz's football team. The championship football team. I don't know. Was I wrong to think this? My first question was: are these the guys that wear the tampons? Are those the guys? You know, because again, Coach Waltz is known for putting the tampons in the boys' room. Am I a bad person for thinking that? I was just wondering. So anyway, look. Here's what I want to have. I want to have a heart to heart with you. Have you been drinking more this week than you normally do? Because I understand if you have, but you just gotta tone it down a little bit. And I say that because having to watch these Democrats and this estrogen fueled love fest of joy, it's driving me nuts. I am telling you, folks, I may have to upgrade to something stronger than a Baptist martini. For you Lutherans out there, that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. But I am telling you right now, folks, there are a lot of people that are drinking an abnormal. I have heard reports, especially in Republican strongholds, that liquor stores are doing brisk business. Whatever can get you through the convention. I'm just saying. So, look, interesting night. Again, I thought it was fascinating that the Democrats – they waited until after primetime to roll out Tim Walz. There, as a matter of fact, Kamala Harris wasn't even there. She was back in her hotel room. And everybody's talking about old Kamala. And no, Dylan, I did not mispronounce. Dylan, I did not mispronounce her name. I did not. Her name is Kamala. And I know that because that's what William Jefferson, I see Clinton, said last night. Cut 15.
We need Kamala Harris, the president of joy, to lead us.
Well, thank you, Kamala. Thank you, Kamala. Yeah, it's Kamala now, according to Bill Clinton. Otherwise, Bill Clinton just committed a racist act on national television. Right? Didn't they tell us that mispronouncing Kamala's name was a form of racism? So anyway, it's nothing more than an estrogen-fueled attack on Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, they have mentioned or attacked Donald Trump over 300 times so far. We still have one more day to go. Kamala will be taking the stage a little bit later on tonight. But I want to say something about this because it's all about Trump. They're terrified of Donald Trump. Terrified. They have not talked about any policies at all, except for the Black Caucus. And the Black Caucus was caught on tape yesterday saying, hey, look, guys, we got to play it straight for the next 70 something days and then we can get crazy. So they've got nothing at all. And they know they can't run on Joe Biden's failed policies. That's why they're attacking Donald Trump every single day. It's been pretty ugly, pretty ugly. By the way, Clinton, I knew this was going to happen. Clinton's teleprompter broke down. And let's get real. I mean, if you were a teleprompter and you had to broadcast Bill Clinton's speech, you'd break down too. So I'm not surprised by this at all. So anyway, Clinton's teleprompter breaks down and the guy just goes rogue and speaks and he's speaking for like, I don't know, almost an hour. And then along comes Oprah. And I just want to say something about this. People like Oprah really anger me. They truly anger me. Now, Oprah is talking about how she has been oppressed, and which I find ironic, seeing how the woman is worth $3 billion. And she and her close, she lives in what, California? Does she still live in California with her close special friend, Gayle King? Does she still live with her special friend? Anyway, Oprah last night, talking about how she has been oppressed and put upon, even though she is worth more than $3 billion. Cut number 20, let's do 21, please.
From the redwood forests, love those redwoods, to the Gulf Stream waters, I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times I've been on the receiving end of it.
All right, so I want to talk about this for a moment, and we've got I've got a column up on this, and I hope you take a moment and read it. I've already posted it on our X feed, but we've had a chance numerous times since Barack Hussein Obama was elected in this country to have Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream realized, right? That we would be a nation where our children were judged by the content of their character and not the color of their skin, right? That was the dream back in the 1960s that should have been realized. And look at where we are right now in this country. Thousands, tens of thousands of blacks are now leaders in politics and industry, in education and entertainment and sports. At this very moment, ladies and gentlemen, and I know this is going to shock you, but I did a lot of research on this last night. Right now, there are more than 2 million black millionaires in this country. Around the world globally, there are 16 black billionaires. 10 of those black billionaires live in the most oppressive nation in the world, the United States of America. You can't make this stuff up. Men and women have proven that the American dream is available for all people, no matter the color of their skin in this country. And yet, look at what's happening since, look at what has happened since Barack Hussein Obama put his hand on, do we know, was it the Bible? Okay, I don't want to start a conspiracy theory here. Whatever it was. His religious book. How about that? Anyway, wow. I've already gotten so much hate mail from yesterday's show. It really was bad, but this may be worse. So anyway, Barack and his mate, they were up there, and he had his hand on the religious document. And that was supposed to usher in this post-racial society. I'm saying all of this because the past 4 days or 3 days have been nothing but an America-bashing, Trump-bashing, kill-whitey convention. That's what it's really all about. And if you don't understand that reference, just Google Tommy Boy. All right? Great movie. So this was supposed to be the post-racial America, right? And so you've got our nation's education system, and they introduced critical race theory into the curriculum. And they literally want you to believe the black people are literally, did I say it, literally still in chains. As if right now, if you were just to drive from Memphis, Tennessee, down to the Mississippi Delta, there would be slaves picking cotton and singing spirituals in the fields. They literally want you to believe that's happening. When in fact, it is the white man in America who has been put in chains. And I would say in about 10 or 15 years, I may be out in the Mississippi Delta having to pick cotton with Dylan. I'm not good with yard work, Dylan. I'm really not. It's terrible. I'm just saying, This is not a good place we are in America right now. The white man is now being put upon. It's, I mean, you cannot deny that. And you look at where we are with the rise of the diversity and the equity and inclusion policies, critical race theory, affirmative action. No longer are we hiring the best and the brightest. We are literally hiring people because of the color of their skin or whether they sit down or stand up when they go potty. That's what we do in this country. We have seen every statue and monument torn down. They have renamed the streets and the buildings, and they have convinced an entire race of people to lament over their privilege, when in fact it is the people like Barack and Michelle and Oprah who have the privilege. That was a genuine faux pas there. She's clearly lost a lot of weight. I mean, no disrespect. I am in so much trouble. So those are the people that have the privilege. Look at Barack and Michelle. They've got mansions in Martha's Vineyard and mansions in D.C. They've got an estate, a whole island in Hawaii. They've got, by the way, one of their daughters is worth $8 million. And what did she do? She got birthed into, let's say it, privilege. That is privilege, ladies and gentlemen. The Obamas worth over $70 million. $70 million. And they're all up there whining and moaning about how bad they've got it in America. That was our morning show host, Ben Dieter. Did you really say orca? I didn't mean it. There are a lot of letters. So when Oprah Winfrey, worth about $3 billion, cries about her own personal struggles in modern-day America, woman, please, shut your mouth. This is ridiculous. I wonder if she has white servants. No, Pacific Rim? I don't know. So all that to say, and this bothers me because these people are nasty folks, right? They get up there and they're like, hello, everybody gets a car. By the way, nobody got anything last night. What's up with that? Oprah's gone cheap. It's terrible. So anyway, all that to say, we have to confront these racists. And that's really what they are. They're racist. They are professional race baiters. They are perpetually aggrieved, and we have to call them out on it every single day. You know what I have seen? I have seen, and by the way, we'll get to, okay, we'll get to that in a moment. We have seen more blacks and obese women and minorities and ethnicities out the wazoo on display, full display. It's like every single person getting behind that super enforced podium, every single one of them is not a white person. It's like they're going out of their way not to show that the Democrat Party is actually includes white people. Have you noticed that? Except for the who is the drunk governor? Tony Evers. We cast all of our votes for Otis the Drunk in Mayberry. We love you, Tony. You can do it. Get the man some coffee. I mean, that was the only white guy. Well, there was one other. Who was the guy calling out the all the states? Clearly not a Hulk Hogan fan. I think he's probably got Taylor Swift in the playlist, if you know what I mean. Let's go to Wisconsin. Wisconsin, who do you cast your votes for? I'm not making it up. You think I'm making this up, ladies and gentlemen. There is no hyperbole in today's. I promise you, no hyperbole. And this is why people are drinking across America. I'm just telling you. It's the truth. All right, coming up, the folks over at CNN, and I thought this was interesting that a woman figured this out. The folks over at CNN have just discovered that there is a there is a testosterone deficiency at the DNC. We're going to play that audio. We're going to be taking your calls as well. In all seriousness, ladies and gentlemen, do you find that America is still a racist country? Because that's what the Democrats want you to believe. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be back. Hi, this is Todd Stearns. Today, you have the power to relieve suffering for children throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. Now, these are children who do not have reliable access to the essentials of life, like food or clean water. But today, you can change that. I'm partnering with Food for the Poor to rush emergency food relief to hungry children and to provide a community with access to water. Now, this is a headline that you can do something about. Today, because of a match, your generous gift of $200 provides four children with a year's worth of food and helps a community gain access to fresh water. There are several ways to make your gift. Go to ToddStearns.com and click on the red Give Life banner, or you can call my toll-free number at 855-353-4673. That's ToddStearns.com. Click on the red Give Life banner or call my toll-free number 855-353-HOPE. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And again, Kamala tonight is going to be speaking. I will say this. I've been monitoring a lot of the polling data out there, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't, again, we don't buy into a lot of this. But I will say this. The polling data is not looking good right now for the Democrats. And now, first of all, a lot of people are just simply not watching these conventions, but people just don't know that much about her. They don't know much about the Minnesota governor. And the way the Democrats have completely botched this convention, people are still not going to know anything about it. And they, more importantly, they like the policies of Donald J. Trump. Now, hear me on this. We have not heard a single policy yet from the Democrats except for the one that Donald J. Trump introduced months ago. That's it. So Trump is out there yesterday, and he was in Asheboro, North Carolina. And he asked the crowd, What should I do here? Should I stick to policy, or should he go after the Democrats on these personal attacks? Cut 14.
It could have been Barack Hussein Obama. Perhaps we should ask him. Now, he was very nasty last night. I try and be nice to people, you know, but it's a little tough when they get personal. Please, again, remember, please, sir, don't get personal. Talk about policy. Let me ask you about that. We're going to do a free poll. Here's the two questions. Should I get personal? Should I not get personal? Ready? Should I get personal? Should I not get personal? I don't know. My advisors are fired. Now, we'd rather keep it on policy, but sometimes it's hard when you're attacked from all ends. I mean, they want to put you in jail for nothing, for cases that the legal scholars all over the country have said there is no case, and they want to put you in jail.
It's true. They do. So my question, ladies and gentlemen, as we go to break, and we're going to open up the phone lines here. What do you recommend President Trump do? Should he return fire? They've spent their entire convention attacking him, every single speaker. And folks, the number of lies coming out of this convention, the whole Project 2025 thing, come on, give me a break. So look, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. You want Trump to stick to policy, or does he need to go for the jugular? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
There's a communist plot to take over America. The new documentary, Beneath Sheep's Clothing, exposes the dark truth.
Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of American students.
America's schools have been turned into Marxist-Maoist re-education centers.
Here's the thing about communism. When it comes knocking at your door, it doesn't say, "Hi, I'm here to impoverish, enslave, and murder you." It says, "I'm here to liberate you from oppression."
You take over the colleges of education, then you take over all the teachers, then you take over all the students, and thus you get the future.
Beneath Sheep's Clothing reveals the communist infiltration of America's education system, churches, and media. Will a political revolution be next? Or will we, the people, wake up and reclaim our freedoms?
Destroy the opposing country through unconventional methods.
Take America without firing a shot.
Don't miss Beneath Sheep's Clothing. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. And again, President Trump out there saying, you know what? I'm going to respond here. If they're going to attack me, then I'm going to return fire. And what say you, ladies and gentlemen? Is that a good move? President Trump put it out to the crowd in North Carolina, and the crowd overwhelmingly said, you know what, Mr. President? You need to go after him. By the way, before we get to your calls, I want to play this bit of audio, and this should have gotten a whole heck of a lot of attention yesterday, and it did not. So they put up the bulletproof glass around Trump's podium, all right? So Trump's giving the speech, and a member of the audience had some sort of a medical emergency, and President Trump literally left the safety and the security of the bulletproof glass to go and help this person. Cut number 9, please.
Yeah, I love you, Trump.
We love you, Trump.
Love you, sir.
The president, by my hand.
Wow. And so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Just a little bit of audio there on what it sounded like when President Trump did that. Look, if this had been Kamala or Tampon Timmy, could you imagine Governor Walz? Oh, my word, somebody help her, help her. I'm coming to your rescue. The guy's a little excitable, isn't he? Oh, by the way, before we get to the calls, hang tight, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I do want to say this. The Walz family, and a very loving family, and I think the reactions from the family were exactly what any of us would do in that situation. I want to say something about his son, Gus. And a lot of conservatives out there have been attacking the 17-year-old boy. So this kid is on the spectrum and has a form of nonverbal autism. And I'm not going to get into the nuances of it, but leave the kid alone, folks. I mean, come on. Right. Be decent. Be human beings about it. 17-year-old kid. And but anyway, for me, that's a great moment. I always love to see families that are up on the stage together. That's a good thing. All right. Gotcha. All right. Let's go to the phone lines here. Mike in Maine. Mike, what say you?
Leave the kids out of it. Number one.
Yep. Amen.
Number two, I'm an old Marine. If you're fired on, you have to return suppression fire, known as suppression fire. So he needs to do what he needs to do. You know, I heard you mention critical race theory earlier. I'm not sure if most Americans out there know this. There's a company known as Panorama Education. It's ran by Exan Tanner and Rebecca Garland, the daughter of the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. They've injected this into 23,000 schools in the country, and they have made millions doing it. Now, you wonder why the FBI was in parking lots taking down the numbers of parents at school board meetings that don't want this in their schools? I'm not sure a lot of Americans out there realize this. This is the kind of corruption that is going on down in D.C.
It is.
A bow.
And Mike, this is why the Department of Education must be dismantled And if it doesn't, then it's a lost presidency for Donald Trump. He has to do that. That has to be the first order of business after he removes all of the illegals.
Yeah. Well, he's got a clean house down in D.C. too.
Got to.
Last time he thought he could, I don't think he realized just how big of a cabal it is down there. And when you have an outsider like him come in that wants to open the books and take a look at what the hell's been going on, you're up against every agency down there. I work down there, so I know this. But I'm telling you, he's up against it again. But this time, he can't screw around. He's got a clean house at the 7th floor, the DOJ, all the way down. If he doesn't, and over in Langley, too, if he doesn't do that, they're going to... His administration will only be good for about a year. He's going to be fighting these people halfway through his administration. Sad to say.
Mike, I want to... This is a very sobering thing, and Mike, I appreciate you calling in, but this is a very sobering thing for us to realize. If Kamala Harris wins the election, she will win re-election. You will have 12 years of Democrat rule. We will have lost at that point. We will have lost the Supreme Court. It really is that simple. I mean, that is a sobering message for folks that are still hemming and hawing. And I say that because I hear from a lot of you folks, and I see this in Republican Party politics. There is not the excitement and the enthusiasm that there should be. Now, I'm watching the vibe coming out of the DNC, and I'm not sure it's the vibe that they thought they were going to get. I don't see people being attracted to that message. I really don't. I think people may be attracted to the celebrity of it all, but when people are showing up at the Trump rallies, when Trump comes to town, they're coming to see Donald Trump. These people are not coming out to see Tampon Timmy or Kamala. Let's go to Dawn in North Carolina, listening to us on WTKF. Hi, Dawn. What's on your mind today?
Okay, I don't believe Donald Trump should trade words with them. I believe he should be the bigger person. No, you don't let them walk all over you, but you don't do in kind either, because it just shows you're just as much a bully as they are. Stand up, do the right thing, show everyone you mean what you say, and let your record speak for itself, and just keep telling them, look, you are being a bully, but I'm not going to do it. You're not going to force me to do it. You're not going to make me act that way.
Dawn, isn't it fascinating? Have you watched any of the DNC at all?
A little, yes.
What's been your takeaway of what you've seen?
They're all acting apart. They're not serious about anything, and some of them don't even know what they're talking about. I mean, when you're talking about the economy works on people working, doing their share, and then after working, getting their Social Security and supplying back into the economy by buying goods and things that are made here instead of China or Russia or somewhere else.
You know, it's when I see the Democrats and I see the people that they've platformed, I'm not sensing that everyday Americans are able to connect to these folks. I know they all talk about joy. I'm just not seeing the joy there. I'm really not. It's all fabricated. It's phony.
Yes.
All right. Well, Dawn, we've got you down for Trump needs to be the bigger person. Just let the Democrats be bullies. Let's go to Doug in Georgia. All right, Doug, what say you?
I agree with Don 100%, but we all know Trump can't do that. I mean, it's not in his personality. It was what makes him so wonderful anyway. We love him as a fighter, so we really don't want to water him down. But how about this idea? You know, there's good, better, and best. I think he should actually say this. I mean, it'd be really funny, sort of tongue-in-cheek. I think Kamala would make a good president, but I would be the best. You know, just kind of give them a little bit of what they want to hear. I mean, their big nose would be a lie, but I thought it'd be kind of funny. So anyway, yeah, stick to policy and just keep telling them, you know, you call me a dictator. Well, guess what? I was in office for 4 years. Was I a dictator? Don't think so. So you're wrong. Thank you. God, you're wonderful.
All right. Well, Doug, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Again, our number 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. There is this morbidly obese abortion activist, and she advocates for abortion. I don't think she's one of the fat activists, you know, and they do have those, by the way. There are people out there, and they believe that, you know, you should be, everybody should be a person of girth. But I don't know if she's one of those activists or that she just likes to eat, you know, KFC. I don't know. So anyway, so we do know that she's an abortion activist. Anyway, she was featured last night. They didn't put her up on the stage for whatever reasons. I have a theory. But they had her down on the floor, the concrete reinforced floor of this arena. And here's what she had to say to the I can't believe they did this. Cut number 10.
But we will only be heard if we vote. As the saying goes, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So Gen Z, let's take our seat in our democracy and cast our ballots this November for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And
Something tells me salad is not on that menu. I'm just saying. Remember Jabba the Hutt? Great movie. Great character. Anyway, there you go. Olivia Giuliana, who was platformed, the morbidly obese abortion activist. I've got to play this audio. This is insane. So CNN, they did a camera shot, and I really felt bad for this lady. Oprah was talking, and she was making this whole comment about the she was mocking J.D. Vance over the childless cat lady. And so then the camera turns to this poor random woman who's just like, what, what? And you got to listen to this insane cut four.
To a childless cat lady.
And the camera is on this poor woman. It's unbelievable. And I don't know. Maybe she is a childless cat lady. I do not know. We've got the full context of that. Cut number 24, please.
They are the best of America. And despite what some would have you think, we are not so different from our neighbors. When a house is on fire, we don't ask about the homeowner's race or religion. We don't wonder who their partner is or how they voted. No. We just try to do the best we can to save them. And if the place happens to belong to a childless cat lady, well, we try to get that cat out too.
All right, I just have a question. What about the childless cat lady? Is anybody going to rescue her, or are they just going to save the cat? I'm just curious. I'm just asking a question there. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I know they're all about vibe and they're all about joy, and I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not sensing it. Because in one breath, they're saying, oh, we all just need to come together and unite. There's not a red America or a blue America. It's just the United States of America. And we just need to love everybody and hold hands and sing kumbaya and Trump is Satan. I mean, it's just really kind of off-putting, right? It just really is. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, listen up. Before we go to break, I have to share this with you. Some exciting news. We are close to hitting our goal. We are raising money, and tomorrow is our final day of my summer campaign to rush food and clean drinking water to the poorest of the poor. And we need your help. We would not be able to do what we're doing. Already thousands of children are going to be impacted thanks to your generous donations. Now, we have been encouraging folks, again, because of the economy, to consider just giving $5. If you can give more, then, man, God bless you. But we're just asking folks, bare minimum $5 to help us out as we raise money to feed hungry children. Now, if you'd like information, go to toddstarnes.com and click on the red Give Life banner at the top of the page. That's toddstearns.com. Click on that Give Life banner. Some of you may just want to call and actually talk to somebody, and you can do that as well. Write down this telephone number. And again, folks, we had an issue with the phone number that we were given, but this is the phone number. So write this down, 855-353-4673. Again, 855-353-4673. We're going to be reading through your names. So many people have donated, a lot of people giving $100. And here's the deal. If you give a $100 gift, we are going to send you a personally signed copy of my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Now, here's the deal. When you give your donation, $100 donation, you've got to call in and talk to Lydia, and she will get all your information, and we will send you that book. By the way, you can also text your donations. Text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 51555. Text Todd to 51555. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be going through our Hall of Fame. We're going to be naming and sharing your names, all of you who have donated yesterday, last night, and already this morning. So again, go to toddstearns.com, click on the Give Life banner. Let's feed some hungry kids today, folks. You've asked and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, and it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a six-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25 and the brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Well, this is just terrible. Ben Dieter, who is the morning show host, he's a fill-in. He's a morning show host at KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. Also fills in on this national show. He's catching a little bit of fire. Someone on social media said, very upset that the guy is that Dieter was calling out. And by the way, this is an interesting. This is a great question that Dieter asked earlier this morning. So when you see somebody walking around town or driving a car and they're wearing a mask, do you automatically think, oh, that's a Democrat? It's a great point. Anyway, the guy says, Ben, you're a turd. But the guy spelled it wrong. It's a Y-O-U-R. No, sir, it's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, sir. Or so, Ben, you're a turd. Or, sir, you should have written, Ben, you are a turd. But again, you've got to get the grammar right. If you're going to insult somebody like that, but we don't believe Dieter's a turd. So we're defending Dieter. Let's go to Craig in North Carolina, WSJS, our great affiliate in the Winston-Salem area. Hi, Craig. What's on your mind today? Oh, let's put Craig on hold. Craig, we may have to get back to you. We've got a bad phone connection. But in all seriousness, when you see people driving around and it's like 300 degrees outside and they're wearing a mask in their own cars, do you think those people are just automatically, just be honest, do you think, oh, wow, that's a Democrat? And more often than not, if you're driving behind them or they pass you, there will be a coexist bumper sticker on the back of that car. I'm just telling you. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking to Caroline Lovett. She is President Trump's National Press Secretary. Folks, people, I got asked this question last night by somebody I go to church with. Todd, how do you feel? I feel great. I feel fantastic. I truly believe that Donald Trump is going to win this election. I really do believe that. The only thing the Democrats have going for them right now, folks, and I've been watching all of this convention, and the only thing I've had to drink is my Baptist martini. For you Presbyterians, it's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. But hear me on this. The only thing the Democrats have going for them is they're lying. They know they're lying about Trump, about Republicans, about everything. They're lying about everything. And they're their thought process here, the strategy, is they want you to, they believe that you guys are so ignorant that and so lazy that you're not going to go out there and do your homework. And that may be for a lot of people out there, but not like listeners of this radio program, because you guys are smarter than that. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Again, don't forget, next hour, we're going to be giving shout-outs to all of you that are donating money. Get over there right now and do it. ToddStearns.com. $5, $10, $1,000, whatever you want to give, you can give right now. Let's feed some kids. We'll be right back, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
Have we been able to figure out what that was on the stage? Nancy Pelosi walking out on the stage last night, and all of a sudden something white falls out of her pants leg. Now, people are saying it may have been toilet paper or maybe, I don't know, cocaine. I don't know. I do not know what it was, but we're investigating. I feel bad for the person who had to run out there and scoop that up, whatever it was. Anyway, welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us, folks, as we break down what's going on at the DNC meeting in Chicago. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend, great American patriot, the best national press secretary in America, Caroline Leavitt. Hey, Caroline, how are you?
Hey, Todd. Thank you so much. That's very kind of you to say. Great to be with you again.
You know, it just seems to me, Caroline, and we were talking about this in the last hour, that the Democrat strategy here is to just lie their faces off and hope the American people don't follow up and actually research what they're saying. I mean, these are flat-out lies they're spewing here.
You know, it's so funny you say that, Todd. I was just on a call with a colleague, and we were saying the exact same thing. All they do is lie. That appears to be their strategy. They're going to lie every single day between now and November 5th. They've been pushing lies this week about President Trump, the Charlottesville hoax, the bloodbath hoax, the suckers and losers hoax, all of these hoaxes that have been debunked even by left-wing fact-checking organizations that hate Donald Trump. But the Democrats stand up there with no fear and push these lies. They're also lying about their policy. I mean, they've said repeatedly Kamala Harris is doing work for working families. Excuse me, what? Working families at home are suffering from the inflation crisis she helped create. Working families hurting, can't even afford to pay their mortgages because they've increased by 50% since Kamala Harris took office, and they're watching illegal immigrants get free housing in our inner cities. It's like they're living in an alternative reality, and they're trying to deceive the American public into believing that Kamala Harris has had nothing to do with the failures, the chaos, and the crime of the past 4 years.
You know, it's a great point, and what really angers me is the media. That she's refused to sit down to any interviews since, what, last June. And here she is. She is now the official nominee of the Democrat Party. And one of her top surrogates was out there yesterday or day before yesterday saying, you know what, there's no need for her to do any interviews because she's winning.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a bad strategy, and it's a losing strategy because, you know what, the DNC might be this week. The media might be relishing in it. They're getting a lot of views. and ratings, so they're liking it. But that little honeymoon, it's going to come to an end. The media will not be allowed to be made for a fool of themselves for the next 70-something days. They are going to start turning on Kamala Harris and demanding, rightfully, that she sit down for an interview. I truly do believe that, Todd. I think that it's unacceptable, and the American people won't stand for it. And they are watching not Kamala Harris hide from the press while Donald Trump, President Trump, is out there every single day barnstorming the country in battleground states, doing media in battleground target media markets, and he is relaying his vision directly to the American public. That's what they deserve. And President Trump is not going to stop. He's going to continue to drive that contrast between Kamala Harris, who is afraid of her own press corps, and President Trump, who is unafraid. And the question we should be posing is, if Kamala Harris is afraid of the American press corps, how is she going to take questions and negotiate with Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un? If she's incapable of dealing with the media, she's incapable of doing that. That's for sure.
It's a fair point you raise. And again, Caroline, when you look at what's happening there at the DNC, they're all about vibe and this feeling of joy. And yet they spend most of their time attacking President Trump. There's no talk about policy. They're not celebrating any of Kamala or Kamala Harris's policies because they're terrible and they're failing the country right now.
Mm-hmm. They are terrible policies. They're dangerously liberal policies. I mean, Kamala Harris is the border czar. She's supported an open border policy allowing more than 11 million illegal people from all over the world into the country. It has created an epidemic of migrant crime, innocent women being raped and killed at the hands of illegal people who Kamala Harris allowed into the country and did not deport. And she wants to continue that. Kamala Harris has supported Bidenomics, which again has created inflation, 50% increase in the cost of eggs and mortgages, everything from rent to groceries to gasoline is through the roof. So no sign of coming down. And Kamala has not promised any real solutions to fix this mess. In fact, she came out with an economic plan that's straight out of the communist playbook. Kamala wants the federal government to tell grocery stores in Michigan and Pennsylvania how much they can price their items at. I mean, that is a road to communism, famine, poverty, homelessness, the likes of which America has never seen. She cannot be trusted to fix our economy. She has no idea what she's doing or talking about. The only person who can be trusted to fix it is the guy who's done it before, and that's President Trump.
Now, look, Caroline, you know I've got your back here, and I've got to correct you. You mispronounced her name, and that's a big no-no. You know, heaven forbid anybody mispronounce her name. This is the correct pronunciation of her name. Cut 15, please.
We need Kamala Harris, the president of joy.
So it's Kamala. It's Kamala. You can't make this stuff up. They can't even get their story straight.
No, they can't. And good old Bill Clinton, my gosh, he is definitely well past his prime. That is for sure.
Holy cow. So look, here's what cracked me up about that. And again, it's the lies and just the mistruths. He was talking about, you know, well, one thing is always going to be true. Donald Trump is older than I am. Okay, by 60 days, right? I mean, they're the same age. And when you put those two guys face to face, and you can tell which one has to live with Hillary Clinton, you don't have to respond to that.
That's
but,
for sure.
But I'm just saying, President Trump looks great. He's fit. He's out there on the golf course having the time of his life. And, you know, the former president looks like the Crypt Keeper. It is what it is. Caroline, again, you do not have to respond, Caroline Leavitt. We have Caroline Leavitt with us, President Trump's national press secretary. Caroline, President Trump out on the road in Asheboro, North Carolina yesterday, just huge, enthusiastic crowds. We know he's going to Arizona as well. What can we expect for the president to do in Arizona?
President Trump will be in Montezuma Pass, Arizona today at the southern border. I would encourage everyone to tune into his speech. He's going to be talking about, of course, the border crisis and how he's going to fix it and stop it like he did in his first term. He's also going to talk about, again, the epidemic of migrant crime that we have seen take place. The Biden administration is basically engaging in a global human trafficking ring. I mean, they have allowed drug dealers and human traffickers to smuggle people and illegal fentanyl, deadly fentanyl poison into our communities. And they have just allowed this influx of the worst people in this world straight into our country. I mean, just last week in New York, there was a Peruvian illegal immigrant arrested who was convicted of 23 murders in his home country. And this is a man who's allowed to freely enter ours and go get a free ride to New York City. It's unconscionable what is happening under this administration, and President Trump will be talking about that today.
It's going to be a great speech, and folks, you'll be able to watch that live on Newsmax today. Caroline, most importantly, how are you guys doing? These campaigns, I mean, they will wear you out. Everybody doing good?
We're doing good, Todd. We are all holding up. We are led by President Trump, who has more energy than anyone I've ever met, and yeah. I mean that literally. I mean, the man never stops. I think I'm a third of his age, and it's hard for me to keep up with him, but he keeps us all going, and you know what? We have, I think it's 78 days. I'm off of my countdown, but just around there. So we're going to power through every single one until November 5th.
All right. Well, good to have you back with us, Caroline, and we look forward to seeing the president later today.
Yes. Thank you, Todd.
All right. Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary for President Trump. And she's been pretty busy herself. She just had a newborn, and I don't know how do you do all of that, and then you're the national press secretary for a campaign. That's pretty impressive. But again, going back to these lies and these misrepresentations with Bill Clinton going out there and, well, I just want y'all to know that he's always going to be older than I am. No, he's like a few months older than you are, sir. But again, I stand by my assertion. When you look at Donald Trump and you look at Bill Clinton, the same age together, Bill Clinton looks like he is, he's got one foot in the grave. And you can very clearly tell, looking at those two, which one is married to Hillary Clinton. That was an unfair thing to tell Caroline. I'll have to send her an apology note. Oh, let's go to Mary. Mary wants to weigh in on this, whatever that was, that fell out of Nancy Pelosi's pants last night. Mary from North Carolina, how are you today?
God bless you and good afternoon. I just got out of my church day, two hours today, before the Blessed Sacrament. I'm a Christian Catholic. I honestly am not watching it because of my blood pressure. I can't take the lies, but I wanted to say, Nancy Pelosi is too old to be menstruating, so it's probably toilet paper, because she, along with the rest of her liars club, are full of crapola.
Well, Mary, the Christian Catholic from North Carolina, putting it all in perspective for us today. Mary, so it may have been toilet paper, you think, or, you know, something more nefarious?
Tissue paper, or maybe toilet paper. Who knows?
I don't know.
I can't watch it. I am so emotional and passionate about my country and my president, because he is not the real president. Biden is not the real president. We lost. They stole the 2020 election, Todd. And I just want to say, and this is very serious, I want everyone to pray for this country and pray for President Trump and pray for J.D. Vance. The Bible says, if my people humble themselves, that the Lord will listen. We need to humble ourselves and ask the Lord for his guidance and his help. Because if not, we are going to lose this country. We are going to lose this country because we have never been closer to civil war, not civil war. I watched Tombstone the other day. We have never been closer to World War III, and I really believe it's spiritual warfare. It's evil against God.
Well,
evil against good.
Mary, let me jump in here and say, yeah, I think we're very near that. As a matter of fact, Nancy Pelosi was just on one of the channels suggesting that there may be violence if Trump actually wins re-election. So now you've got Democrats out there suggesting that, you know, people are going to get into the streets and burn things down, which is what they did after Trump on Inauguration Day, if you remember that. Mary, gotta run. God bless you. I will say this about J.D. Vance. He is really doing a great job out there, and He was going after, he was on one of the cable channels last night, and they had, I believe it was CNN. And here's how that went down. J.D. Vance talking about Pete Buttigieg, cut 17.
So I appreciate that Pete Buttigieg pretends to be offended by what I said. I think Pete should be offended by the fact that under his leadership as Secretary of Transportation, the government took in $8 billion to build 7 electric vehicle charging facilities at a time when Americans are paying 45% more for the gas that transports them to work. That's what we should be focused on, and that's what we should be talking about. And it illustrates, Jake, my entire criticism of the Democratic approach here is they're focused on fake issues instead of the real record. And the real record is that Kamala Harris has made this country poorer, Donald Trump made the middle class richer, and he caused a lot of peace and prosperity to break out in this country and all over the world. It's a very simple contrast, and I wish the Democrats would focus on the issues.
There you go. And they're not doing it. And to his point, we spend all of that money, and we've got no charging stations, not to mention all the problems with the airlines. It goes on and on and on. And J.D. Vance is so smart. He's calling them out on it. And it seems, and now, by the way, the Democrat Party's talking point is that the real problem is that J.D. Vance went to an Ivy League school. So now they're saying that anybody who is poor, anybody who is impoverished, and they work their way up out of poverty without their help, that makes them a bad person. By the way, J.D. Vance is going to be at the border with the president a little bit later. He's in Valdosta, Georgia right now. We're going to be monitoring his comments. But J.D. Vance is really looking strong out there, and I'm really looking forward to the vice presidential debates. I think that's when we're really going to see the Trump-Vance ticket really step up to the plate. All right, folks, got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we are going to go down our roll call of some of our great listeners who have been donating this morning. Right now, we've only got one more day after this, one more day of raising money, and we're hoping to raise $10,000. We need your help. We're about $3,000 away. All you have to do is go right now to toddstarns.com and you click on that red Give Life banner at the top of the page. You can do it on your smartphone. You can do it on your desktop. And it takes just a few moments to pass along and to donate to our great cause. We'll be right back, America.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, America. So happy to have you with us today. And by the way, I want to give a big shout out, a great big shout out to our flagship radio station, KWAM. They were finalists in two categories in the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters Excellence in Broadcasting Awards. Congratulations to Ben Dieter, the host of Wake Up Memphis, second place in best local news coverage, and the entire staff earned a second place award for best use of local digital platform. KWAM is also the only radio station in Memphis, Tennessee to ever win an Edward R. Murrow Regional Award. Congratulations to the great broadcasters, the great journalists at KWAM, and all of our incredible News Talk Radio affiliates across the nation. Well, folks, I am just overwhelmed by the generosity and the kindness that you guys are pouring out to help these children. And it has been such a beautiful thing to see. And I know it's been tough. A lot of folks are hurting out there across America, but you have managed to scrimp up a few dollars and help out these kids. And that's what it's all about, is helping these kids. And maybe, just maybe, as a result of your kind contributions, your kindness, your prayers, that some of these kids are going to grow up and do amazing things for the world and for, who knows, even our country. Ben, want to say thank you, $100 donation. And John, also $100. Stephen, dropping in $100 today. By the way, all three of you guys are going to get a signed copy of my book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. So be sure to call in and talk to Lydia so we can get your information. Again, our number 901-260-5926. Carter giving us $50. William, $50. Terry, $5. God bless you, Terry. We really appreciate that. As well as Stephen, $50. God bless you as well. You can make a donation. We're going to wrap up things at the end of the show. We'll give more shout-outs. You can make that donation, ToddStearns.com. Click on the Red Give Life banner. Coming up, Cheryl Chumley, live from Chicago at the DNC. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. I want to play some audio here. This is brilliant. So a guy from the BBC interviewed a dude who was portraying himself as a Kamala lover. I want you to listen to this, cut number 20.
What brought you out here today? No, listen, my name is Noah Shorts. I use he, they pronouns. Like, I'm just really excited that we have, like, the first black woman that could be the president of the United States. And, you know, like, my wife, right, we're in a polyamorous relationship. The lover that my wife took is African-American. And, like, I've learned so much about the struggle that people of color go through as a result of my wife's boyfriend. And so I'm excited to really do my part to show solidarity for my marginalized communities. And, like, the best way to do that is to get the first woman of color to be the commander-in-chief, and I'm really excited. I'm so pumped.
Were you this pumped and excited when Joe Biden was the nominee?
I mean, listen, like, I would vote for a corpse over voting for Donald Trump because he's a disgusting fascist white supremacist pig. But now, like, you know, we get to really make history. We have, you know, like I said, we have the first woman of color to be president of the United States, and, like, you know, our country, it was founded on the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And a Kamala Harris, there's nothing embodies those values more than a Kamala Harris presidency. So I'm pumped. Like, I'm ready. You know, I am so excited. I'm a proud white dude for Kamala Harris, baby. Let's go. Woo!
All right. There you go. And they didn't get they were being trolled. That's the brilliant part about it all. Let's go to Cheryl Chumley on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, live from Chicago. Cheryl is the editor of the Washington Times. All right, Cheryl, what's it been like? Take us through your experience being around all those Democrats.
Hi, Todd. It's great. It's great to speak, Cheryl, with somebody sane.
Cheryl,
right?
Cheryl, I'm sorry. Hold on. I need to do better. I did watch the convention last night. Hold on. I've got to do a do over. Hello, Cheryl.
Gosh.
My apologies. That's my Oprah.
It's the insanity, right? And what gets me is that these same people here who are doing that have the audacity to call out Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and Republicans as weird, right? If that's the yes. biggest criticism they have against Republicans, they ought to look inward first.
You know, I'm curious, are you hearing, what is the vibe? Are people excited? Are they still a little uneasy? What's going on there?
So the Democrat, the delegates, right, the Democrat supporters, they're very energized. And, you know, it's their convention. It's a party atmosphere. It's a rally atmosphere. And they're not talking anything of substance. So it's all about fluff and feel-good politicking and, you know, talking about joy and freedom and things that the Democrats don't traditionally stand for, but they get away with it because they don't have to back it with actual examples. So the tone and tenor from the convention floor is one that's very excited and enthusiastic at this candidate. I think it's due in large part because they finally have a candidate who can stay up past 8 o'clock at night, right? And she doesn't need to be fed medicine. So it's something that actually energizes their base. But by and large, if you go outside the convention area, there are a lot of reports that people understand that it's the Democrat Party that has brought this depressed economy to not just America, but you can see it on the street level in Chicago with closed up, boarded up businesses. They're afraid of protesters destroying their businesses and so forth. And people are giving the Democrat Party a second look and recognizing the fact that a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for four more years of the same.
It's really shocking for me, you know, to see the, you know, they do talk a lot about the vibe, but they have spent all of this convention talking about Donald Trump. I mean, it's just, it's not even close. This is not about issues. It's all about trying to take down Donald Trump. Is that really going to move the needle with voters?
I think it's going to keep their base energized, right? Because the typical Democrat voting base that you're seeing here in Chicago this week is all about hating Donald Trump. Doesn't matter about the actual reality of, say, Donald Trump's economy versus Joe Biden / Kamala Harris's economy. They don't care about the facts. They only hate Donald Trump. And so, and you've got the media on these Democrat side. They can get by with being, having Kamala pushed as the candidate of not Trump, and that will drive voters in their very deep base to the polls. But if you look at youth, you look at Hispanic polling, you look at black voters, a lot of them are turning to Donald Trump. A lot of them who have never voted Republican before are sick of this economy. And I don't think this feel-good type of campaigning they're doing at the convention is going to bear out well at the polls come November. Because the economy still is the number one issue, and you can't fake that.
No, you can't. And you're right. Cheryl Chumley is the online opinion editor for The Washington Times in Chicago. And, you know, again, when you look at the economy, this insane story coming out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics where they padded almost, what, over 800,000 jobs. We all knew that something was up with the economy, even though they were telling us that everything was just fine. And I'm wondering, again, when people go and vote, Cheryl, what do you think is going to be on their mind when they cast that lever, when they circle in that dot?
It's got to be the price of groceries, energy, fuel. Right. I mean, that's the thing that is impacting the average American. And we're not talking about comparing to administrations that were 8 years ago, right? We're talking about just a few years ago, people remember how much it costs for a loaf of bread or a gallon of gas, or just when you go to the grocery store and you buy what you normally buy every week, and then you see a drastic, dramatic difference under this administration. And then you see the border fiasco, right? The open borders, and you're starting to see in your own backyards, in country areas of America and suburban areas, crime going forth based on the open borders that this administration with Kamala have let in, with Kamala the borders are, right, have let in. And so those two issues, the security and safety of legal American citizens and the ability to pay for your groceries and pay your bills on time, those are the two core issues voters will bring with them into the ballot box this November.
All right, Cheryl Chumley, again, online opinion editor for The Washington Times. What about the protest? I just get the sense they haven't been as, and I maybe this is unfair to say, but I don't think they've been as violent as people really thought they were going to be. I mean, they were thinking 1968, you know, bolt, you know, the police sticks to the skulls kind of action.
I can tell you from seeing firsthand that the police presence here is phenomenal. And I would credit the fact that we haven't seen what you just described due in large part to the ability of the police to exert great crowd controls. They're doing a fantastic job. And we still have the last night to go through, right? There were scheduled two scheduled protests for today. The second one, I think, is at 5 o'clock tonight. But all these other protests, by and large, have been illegal. There's only been two that have been permitted for Monday and Thursday, 2 days permitted. And tonight is this big send-off. So if we're going to see any kind of violence and so forth, I think tonight is the big red flag. But the police here, you've got to give them credit. They have done such an amazing job.
All right. Well, Cheryl, great job yourself. And we appreciate you coming on the show today. Be safe out there.
Thanks, Todd.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Cheryl Chumley, ladies and gentlemen, great writer. And again, the online opinion editor for The Washington Times. All right. I want to go to the phone lines right now. Roger is calling in from Georgia, listening to us on our awesome affiliate there, WDUN. That is Bill Maine Country. Roger, good to have you with us. And I understand that you gave a donation today.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to do it, and glad that you are doing such a thing and a good work.
Well, Roger, you're very kind to say that, but thank you, because we understand you gave $200. That is so incredibly kind and generous, and it's really going to help a lot of children, and they're going to be able to get some delicious hot meals because of your great generosity. And, Roger, I know we said, like, one book. I'm going to send you two books. And maybe you could give one to a friend or donate one to your church. Or if you want to read two books at the same time, we'll make that happen, too.
Yes, yes.
Well, Roger, go ahead, Roger.
And for the children, go Trump.
Go Trump, indeed. Roger, God bless you. I am not surprised that such a generous man is also a Trump supporter. Roger, thank you for calling in. Thank you for your kindness. And folks, again, if God has blessed you and you're able to do what Roger just did, man, that would be such a wonderful thing. ToddStearns.com. That's ToddStearns.com. Click on that live that you'll see at the red Give Life banner at the top of the page. It may take a second for it to pop up, but you'll see it there. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. We're opening up the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Alex Kendrick, and many of you have seen their incredible faith-based movies and films, a brand new movie hitting theaters tomorrow. It's called The Forge, and we're going to talk about it. Just really a bold, bold movie, very similar to War Room. So you're going to love this one, Priscilla Schreier. Starring in this incredible movie, and we're going to be talking to Alex later in the next hour. All right, so the gals over at CNN were talking about the problem that they're having, the problem the Democrat Party has, and I'm curious to hear from the women of the Todd Stearns Radio Show listening audience if this is accurate. Here is Dana Bash talking about liberal men. Cut number three, please.
But they are doing so in trying to put forward male figures, Tim Walz being one of them, Doug Emhoff last night, who can speak to men out there who might not be the sort of testosterone-laden, you know, gun-toting kind of guy who wants to listen to Hulk Hogan and the kind of players that came out at the RNC, or might want to listen to that, but also, in addition, understand that it's okay in 2024 to be a man comfortable in his own skin who supports a woman. And that's something that they really are trying to work on with male voters beyond the base.
So there are two different issues here involving Dana Bashan, the men of the Democrat Party. So one involves men and the other involves women. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. First of all, ladies, are you more attracted to a gun-toting, Bible-clinging, patriotic American man? Or would you prefer one of these pajama boy snowflakes who drinks soy lattes and wears hemp sweaters and smells of patchouli? I'm just asking. Would you rather have a man who is a man or a man who behaves like a woman? Effeminate men. Because that's what Dana Bash is saying here. And she's saying, and the reality is that by and large, when you look at, and that's the whole reason why you had Tim Walz selected as the running mate, is that the Democrat Party leaders know they got a man problem, a big man problem. But they didn't realize, and they thought, well, we'll just have a football coach, and the football coach will go out there and he'll rally the troops. It's a fourth quarter, men. And, you know, oozing of manhood. And instead, they got Tampon Timmy. And Coach Tampon Timmy comes running, literally running out. Hello, boys! And he's got, it's almost like he's he's on a Broadway chorus line. And when he gets excited, he shoots his leg up in the air like he's, I don't know, Tim Matthews with a thrill going up. What's that all about? So, you know, if there are any, like, you know, men left in the Democrat Party, they're like, oh, geez, hello. This is not what we thought. And look, I mean, and that's fine. I mean, if that's a coach's personality, that's a coach's personality. But in all seriousness, to the ladies of the Todd Stern Show listening audience, do you find that kind of a man appealing? Someone who, you know, could very well, you know, star in a Broadway musical. And nothing against that at all. I'm just saying that there just appears to be, and this has been an attack on manhood for generations now. And we've talked about this, how the Democrats have been behind the campaign to really medicate little boys and to basically turn them into mindless zombies. But there really has been a war on manhood waged by the Democrat Party. And you see the results of that when they spanned the crowd shots. As a matter of fact, there was a get together. I don't know if you saw this. They do the after hours parties, and one of them was called Hotties for Harris. Have you heard about this? Hotties for Harris. And I saw some of the photos, and if I were a guy, and I guess it was one of these parties where, you know, guys could go and they could meet hot looking Democrat women. And I will say this, there were not many people there. And if I were a guy, I would have been asking for my money back. I'm just saying. But this is the party they wanted. And really, the party is now controlled by a bunch of women, by and large women, these feminazis, who have been aggrieved, and maybe they weren't invited to the prom, or they didn't get to date the quarterback or whoever. And now all of a sudden, they're looking for payback. And this is the party they created. And I know it was a joke, this whole childless cat lady, but when the cameras span the crowd, you're just like, geez, Alou, this looks like the bar scene out of Star Wars. This is a freak show. Am I wrong here? I mean, for heaven's sake, you got Oprah Winfrey going out there, hello, everybody. Nobody talks like that, Oprah. Nobody does. And when you do, Oprah, it's a little off-putting. No, it's not. Yeah, it really is, Oprah. It really is. Just, you know, nobody cares anymore. Just go back to your special friend, Gayle King. So anyway, and then the other part of all of this is not just that part of it about do women find low testosterone men appealing? The issue is, men of America, would you vote for a woman? And that's really at the heart of this, because there are a lot of black men especially, and I've seen the polling on this and the Q&As. There are a lot of black men in America who've got a problem voting for somebody like Kamala Harris. Pardon me. Q Kamala. I'm just saying. All right, 901-260-5926. We're going to take your calls on this right out of the gate. 901-260-5926. Does the Democrat Party have a testosterone problem or deficiency? We'll be right back, everybody.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us. By the way, if you're a poor kid and you want to go to an Ivy League school, the Democrats are going to rip you a new one. Now, here is the governor of Minnesota, Tampon Timmy Walz. And Tampon Timmy made an interesting observation about the kids in his high school class. Cut number 23, please.
I had 24 kids in my high school class, and none of them went to Yale.
Okay. Well, why? So what's wrong? What's wrong with going to Yale? I mean, it's not like, you know, everybody's going to be able to afford to go to Yale. But if you're able to get into Yale, that means you've got pretty good grades. You've got a pretty good. Well, it used to be that way. Now, you know, if you're DEI, you can get in. So anyway, a lot of people are wondering here. Why are you going after J.D. Vance? Because he went to Yale. What's going on there? Cut number 13. Here's J.D. Vance.
Well, what did you think about his comment, you going to Yale, calling you basically Mr. Fancy Pants Ivy League?
Well, as you guys know, I grew up in a very poor family. I was raised by a grandmother who didn't graduate from high school, much less from college. And I'm proud of the fact that she really worked her tail off, that she, you know, went to her grave fighting to give me opportunities. I'm not ashamed of the fact that my grandmother sacrificed for me and I was able to live the American dream. I'm proud of what I accomplished. And more importantly, I'm proud of all the people who sacrificed in order to give me a better life. I would think Tim Walz would want to praise people who sacrifice to give their children and grandchildren a better life, not put me down. But I guess this is the political order of the day. He's going to attack me. That's fine. But yeah. I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of what they sacrificed to make my life possible.
Yeah, why would you not be? I mean, there are a lot of families around this country where mom and dad, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, they're sacrificing. They want to make sure the next generation of their family gets a good education. And they want them to be more successful than they were. So anyway, Trump is weighing in all of this. And before I get to this, I want to bring this up from last night. And I know it may be wrong, but I did wonder when the football players came out. Is that who the tampons were for? I just don't know. I didn't know. They never really did qualify that in the local coverage of Tim Walz putting tampons in the boys' bathrooms. But the Democrats are trying to portray this guy as the Midwestern dad. And I'm just curious here. I know we have a lot of listeners in the Midwest. Is that how Midwestern men really behave? Are Midwestern dads like Tim Walz? Is he the quintessential Midwestern guy? And, you know, they've got video of him, I guess, mending his flannel shirt. It got a hole in it. And so he's sitting there with needle and thread. And he's doing the repairs. Isn't that women's work? I'm kidding. I know it's not. I'm just kidding. Make me a sandwich, honey. But they want you to think that this is the guy that just, you know, he wears flannel all the time. He drinks beer, goes deer hunting. And Walz was pretty much picked because of what CNN was all concerned about, which is the fact that right now, the Democrat Party is low on testosterone. And let's get real for a second. You look at the RNC and you look at the DNC. Ladies, I'm thinking you're going to go for a Republican guy. If you're looking for a mate, you're probably going to the RNC because you want somebody who's going to be able to provide for you somebody who knows his pronouns, and somebody who will carry you out of a burning building, and also somebody who pees standing up. And so, you know, women look for those kinds of things in guys. So anyway, they've got a problem with this on the Democrat side of the aisle. As a matter of fact, can we replay the CNN? This is Dana Bash explaining to America what the problem is. Cut three.
But they are doing so in trying to put forward male figures, Tim Walz being one of them, Doug Emhoff last night, who can speak to men out there who might not be the sort of testosterone-laden, you know, gun-toting kind of guy who wants to listen to Hulk Hogan and the kind of players that came out at the RNC, or might want to listen to that, but also, in addition, understand that it's okay in 2024 to be a man comfortable in his own skin who supports a woman. And that's something that they really are trying to work on with male voters beyond the base.
So what Dan is trying to say is that the men need to be comfortable wearing ladies' undergarments. I mean, that's ultimately what she's saying there. Yeah, that's it. So anyway, Trump was – so I'll get to Trump. I've got to finish my Tim Walz. So anyway, that's why they went with Tim Walz. They're like, we've got a testosterone problem. We're going with Coach Walz, because we all know Buttigieg wasn't up for that one. So they picked him because he's a coach, and this is now causing controversy because they portrayed him last night as the guy responsible for turning an 0-27 team into state champions, right? But the truth is, Walz wasn't the head coach. He was a volunteer assistant coach, and they let that part out. Now, I know something. I know a little bit about football. My great uncle, Chico Boland, in the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame, one of the winningest coaches in South Carolina. The football stadium in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, is named in his memory. He came out of the Marine Corps. He was wounded at Iwo Jima, and he started a football program. And the school said, Coach, would you start a program for us? He said, only if I'm allowed to run this thing like the Marine Corps. And they said, okay. And to this day, the Travelers Rest High School football team, they're known as the Devil Dogs. And he ran that thing like a Marine Corps boot camp. Very kind man. But let me tell you something. He was fierce. He was a bulldog. So anyway, that's what they thought they were getting with Coach Walz. And no, that's not it. He was not the head coach. He was a volunteer assistant coach. He's taking credit for somebody else's valor on the football field. Now, look, I know a lot of people are saying, well, this is not that big of a deal, but it is a big deal because truth matters. And I know we heard Oprah last night, well, so-and-so's truth. No, truth matters. And it's not your truth or my truth. There is an absolute truth. And that's why the Democrats are out there, because what they'll do is they'll turn around and they're like, they're trying to, and I will say this, hands off to CNN, their little dude that the fact checker, called him out on the whole Project 2025 stuff. Everybody knows Trump has nothing to do with that. Everybody. Trump doesn't even agree with half the stuff in there, and I guarantee you Trump hasn't even read the thing. So they're trying to shove their truth on the rest of you, knowing that they're all lies. It's just lies. So anyway, here's the issue they're dealing with. Stolen valor on the football field and the battlefield, not a good look for the Democrats. So Trump was asked about that this morning. I told you I was getting, I'm getting there, so bear with me. Here is President Trump, cut 22.
Well, first of all, he's a total lightweight, and he shouldn't be even having any access to possibly being president. The guy, he's been a terrible governor. They've had nothing but problems in their state. He has no capability. They call him coach. He's a semi-coach. He coached some football for a little while. This guy is a lightweight. and he shouldn't have access. And for him to say about Project 25 is disgraceful. They know I have nothing to do with it. I had no idea what it was. A group of people got together. They drew up some conservative values, very conservative values. And in some case, perhaps they went over the line. Perhaps they didn't. I have no idea what Project 25 is. But they use it and they know it, just like Charlottesville, totally discredited. They use Charlottesville. You know, Biden gets up all the time, says Charlottesville. He ran because of Charlottesville. He got run out of office by the Democrats. They did a coup on him, and he's sitting someplace in California on a beach. And because he's in California, it's crime-ridden.
Well, it's true. Good for you, Mr. President. Trump also pointed out that, again, Democrats are mentioning his name more than any of the key issues. Cut number 19.
Then I have to listen to a lightweight like this get up and absolutely lie. But they all lied. And they mentioned my name. I read where, and frankly, I watched where you said, your group said, you said specifically, I think they mentioned me 297 times. They mentioned the border once. They mentioned crime twice. They don't mention the economy because the economy is horrible. They defrauded the people of our country with the job numbers. You saw that. 818,000 fake jobs they put on the rolls. They thought they could keep it. They thought they were going to keep those numbers until right after the election when they could announce a revision, but they weren't able to do that because they had a leaker and somebody leaked the numbers.
I'm feeling good about this. I just really am, because I'm a pretty good read of vibes, and I'm not feeling it with the Democrats. I don't think they're hitting the heartstrings. I just don't think that's happening right now. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Don't forget, folks, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. We just had somebody from Georgia donate $200 to help feed hungry kids. We're asking for $5, $10, whatever you can give. $5 is our big push, and so many of you have been so generous already. We have one more day to hit our goal of $10,000. We've got to raise about $3,700 now. So we could sure use your help, and I'd love to be able to hit that goal by the end of the show today. So head over to toddstearns.com and make that donation. You can also give them a call. I want you to write down this number. This is the number 855-353-4673. That's 855-353-4673. Now, I've got to go back to a story we told you about yesterday. And this one really bothers me. One of the things that many of us have tried to do over the years, and many of us, when we grew up, our parents instilled in us a work ethic, right? So we always had jobs. When I was a kid, you know, you had to clean your, there were some basics. You always had to clean your room. You had to clear the dinner table. You had to wash the dishes. So there were always jobs. And those jobs, you know, we didn't get paid for, right? That was just expectations. But there were other things like mowing the grass or, you know, doing other odd jobs where you could earn allowance money. And it was always earned, never given. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm really perturbed by what happened in Norwood, Massachusetts. So there's a little boy running a summertime ice cream stand in the front yard of his house, and a neighbor complained. It's my understanding the neighbor may or may not have been lactose intolerant. I don't know. Some old codger. You know the times. Anyway, he called the town officials, and it turns out that it's against the law in Massachusetts for a little boy to set up an ice cream stand in the front yard of his house. You're not allowed to do that. And the whole point of this, the boy was going to donate half of his earnings to a hockey team that his brother's a part of. His older brother has special needs, has disabilities, and this hockey program is a special program for kids with disabilities. So it was all for a good cause. So the health department literally sent a letter, a cease and desist letter, to a 12-year-old. Now, the family, of you know, they're law-abiding people, so they stopped. Instead of throwing it all away, they gave away the pints of homemade shaved, they had several flavors, cannoli, homemade shaved chocolate, and Fluffer Nutter ice cream, which we appreciate so many of our New England listeners explaining to us what that was. But again, the story does have a good ending here. A candy shop in town, Furlongs, the owner, she was just really upset about this. And so they raised money for the Boston Bear Cubs. Thousands of dollars were raised. And it has a good ending to it. But it really bothers me that you've got these towns, and it's not just in Massachusetts, but really all over America, where they're cracking down on these little kids that are setting up their lemonade stands. You know, they're trying to be young entrepreneurs, and the government's coming in and saying, no, you can't do that. So I have a very simple question. Do you have a problem with these little kids going out there and setting up a lemonade stand or an ice cream stand? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. We'll be right back. Coming up tonight, our coverage of the DNC continues on Newsmax at 5 o'clock Eastern. You'll be able to watch me on the Newsmax 2 YouTube channel, also all sorts of OTT platforms. But again, the best, easiest way is on YouTube. We've got a great, great lineup of guests. And by the way, so excited to know that Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America. It's absolutely official now. And millions of people are watching. And now you have an opportunity to become a part owner in Newsmax by taking part in our planned IPO. All you need to do is go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com to participate. You can even buy shares with a credit card. And folks, again, whenever you're making a decision like this, it's always good to consult with your attorney or financial advisor. Again, NewsmaxInvest.com today. Be sure to check that out. All right. Someone sent me a note. Our good friend Justin Johnson, who runs the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign War, over in Collierville, Tennessee, and sent me a story. This is happening in Edmond, Oklahoma, and this is really, really despicable. So a high school student, according to the VFW post 4938, A student at the high school was told to remove an American flag from his truck. And now the VFW post is standing up and they're defending this young person. The VFW writing, "We strongly urge Edmond Public Schools to reconsider their position and take immediate steps to rectify the situation. Issuing a public apology would be a meaningful first step in restoring the trust and respect of the community, reaffirming their commitment to the values that the American flag represents." Yeah, I completely agree with that. I'd like to know why in the world they're out there banning Old Glory. What's going on there in Edmond, Oklahoma? I mean, seriously. We've got to get, we'll get the superintendent on. What's it? Ryan Walters is the great patriotic state school superintendent. We're going to have to get him on the program to find out what the heck is going on over there at Edmond Public Schools. So, look, tomorrow we're going to be talking to somebody from VFW Post 4938. They're going to be coming on the radio show tomorrow, so we'll try to get to the bottom of that. We're going to reach out to the school, and we're going to see if we can't talk some sense into them, and maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to come back with some good news tomorrow as we try to help out this patriotic young kid. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Head on over to the website, toddstearns.com. We got a lot of free stuff for you. Newsletter, podcast, download those. And most importantly, drop $5 into our big fundraising effort. Let's feed some starving kids today.
Your grandfather drove this?
My dad told me he was going to fix it over me.
This is the way he left it. Like everything else.
You are my son, but I'm giving you 1 month to find a job, or you can find one of your little friends that's going to let you sleep on their couch for free.
Can I help you?
I'm just trying to talk to a young lady right here.
I need for you to leave my shop right now.
I'm gone. And I won't be back either.
That's something right there your father would do.
Well, I ain't him.
You acting like him. Boy. It's hard for a woman to call out the man and her son. I just need some prayer support.
I'm just trying to see about a job, right? I ain't here to buy nothing. What, you a salesman for this company?
I'm the president. That's for more. A big part of becoming a man is showing up. Can you do that, Isaiah?
And that is just a little sampling of the movie coming out from the Kendrick brothers. It's called The Forge. It'll be in theaters nationwide tomorrow, and it is just a powerful movie. Every time you see a Kendrick brothers movie, you know it's going to be great, and it's going to be making an impact. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're so excited to have Alex and Stephen Kendrick on with us. Guys, good to have you back on the show.
Good to be with you, Todd. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, thank you, Todd.
Doing good, guys. Look, I'm just glad we don't have to talk about politics for a few moments. So thank you for that.
That's right.
Amen.
I really appreciate that.
We have some bright lights in a dark world right now we can talk about.
We can talk about true joy, guys.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's talk about this new film you guys have. It comes out tomorrow. It's called The Forge. Alex, what's the story here?
Yep. So this is actually a follow-up to our movie War Room that came out several years ago, and it follows the journey of a 19-year-old. His name is Isaiah, trying to figure out his next path, and his mom is a praying mother because Isaiah's father left, kind of abandoned him when he was growing up, so he's got some resentment and frustration there. But she's praying for him, and a Christian older businessman steps into his life, begins mentoring and then discipling him. Teaching him what matters most, his walk with God, his level of embracing manhood, stepping into responsibility, things like that. And it's things I would want my kids to be told by other people as well as me and their mother. So I am grateful for the cast we've got there. They're so good. They're going to grab your heart and your mind. And most of the people that are watching it in pre-screenings are leaving thinking, man, I want my nephew, my niece, to come watch this movie because it's about mentoring, it's about discipleship, and that Jesus is not just an ingredient in your life, he's the priority. And so we hope this movie blesses and encourages people.
Stephen, I'm really excited about the message here, and it's really almost for such a time as this moment, as a lot of young men in America are coming to terms with who they are and what does it mean to be a man.
Well, and this generation is very confused about reality. They're being told up is down and left is right, and they're not seeing good examples of manhood in movies or in the media. You know, Deadpool right now is an anti-hero being presented as the protagonist in a movie, and that's not where we want to go as a nation or what this generation needs. The Forge not only will challenge the younger generation with great examples on the screen, but the older generation will be inspired by this film. Employers love this movie. Pastors are loving this movie. It is family friendly. You can take everybody from your kids to your grandma, and it will take you on an emotional roller coaster. There's funny moments in it. There's tearjerker moments in it. There's twists and turns. There's an edge of your seat kind of race against time at the end of the film. But people are leaving very overwhelmed in a good way. They're really encouraged in light of all the dark stuff going on in our culture.
It's been a lot of fun to watch you guys and the incredible way that God has used your talents and your gifts. I mean, Alex, you and your brother were really at the pioneers, really, of this new genre of faith-based films, really taking it to a new level. Did you ever think, going back to day one, that you guys would be doing what you're doing right now?
Well, we did want to make movies, but the Lord really worked on our own hearts to say, hey, if you're going to make movies, as Stephen has said before, don't just make the meal delicious, make it nutritious. Give us something that we can walk away with that makes us stronger, better, more encouraged, or fighting for a better version of ourselves in the future, honoring God in the process. So, yes, this movie is entertaining, but you're exactly right. As we grew closer to the Lord and understanding the culture in which we live, we want to help people, not just entertain them.
And, you know, Stephen, to that point, what I find fascinating is that we have really seen a mass exodus out of Hollywood. I mean, not just figuratively, but literally people moving and relocating. And we're starting to see films being made in all sorts of different places. And, of course, you guys introduced everybody to all. Is it all? It's Albany. Is that? I always mispronounce Albany.
Right.
Is it Albany?
It's Albany, Georgia.
Albany.
One would think that. Go ahead.
You know, go ahead. I mean, it's Albany, Georgia, where you guys are filming these things.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing that the technology that we have available to us now, we can film movies just about anywhere in the world. And but we have the access to the highest level of gear now. Professionals that have been in Hollywood movies and worked on them are now wanting to work on films that matter. And so, you know, I think about Ecclesiastes 2, where Solomon said, I got all the riches and the fame and the wine and the women, and it left me empty when all was said and done because God was not in the middle of it. And so we're seeing people who've tried all that the world has to offer, and they're depressed and full of anxiety when all is said and done. But Jesus has continued to transform lives and give hope and meaning and peace and joy. And we discovered that personally growing up. We served for 20 years in church ministry and could see how the Lord could transform lives and marriages. And so we put those messages in entertaining stories in our films. And, you know, Fireproof was helping marriages all over the world. Courageous was helping dads to step up. War Room was inspiring people to pray and to believe and to watch God move on their behalf. And so this movie is a timely messaged movie for this generation. They're stressed, they're worried, they're lonely, they need relationships. And I think this is a great opportunity for us to reach out in love and say, follow me as I follow Christ.
And you guys also have some great resources for people. They go see the movie, and that's not it. There's more to it. I mean, you've got some books out as well. Tell us about that.
Yep, the two books we would emphasize. Priscilla Shire, powerful writer as well as speaker. She does an awesome job in this film. She wrote a book called I Surrender All. This is an awesome discipleship resource for women as she targets women's ministries, but it's incredible. And then we have a book called Devoted to Jesus. This is a book that we encourage people to grab if you want to go deeper in discipleship or even go through it with someone. It's 52 short chapters of the various biblical principles of discipleship. So obviously the Word of God should always be the main thing that people are reading, but this Devoted to Jesus book, we tried to tailor to make it easy for somebody to walk through somebody else with discipleship.
I think this is just tremendous. You know, Stephen, you guys have impacted so many lives, and I think of our good friend Coach Joe Kennedy facing the Giants and watching that movie really shaped his life and helped him in his walk with the Lord. And I'm wondering, do you guys hear from a lot of folks that go watch these movies and they come away changed?
Absolutely. You know, the Word of God does not return void. And so we can write a story, but only God can change a heart. But what we've seen is because they have been distributed internationally in up to 80 countries around the world, we've been contacted from Muslim countries and communist countries and places that we can't reach or go to. Prisons have been showing these films to give people hope and faith and inspiration and help them to heal. And so the stories continue to flow in. They've been flowing in since 2006. People drive to our church in our city to share some of those testimonies. Sometimes they have to be translated, and they talk about what God has done. We were doing interviews yesterday, and the guy that was helping us with the interviews, when he was done, walked over and said, Fireproof saved my marriage. I just got to tell you. Wow. We're still married today. And he said, we were hanging by a thread, but I saw that movie, and then I redirected the direction of our marriage. So we love hearing stuff like that. It's worth more than any Academy Award or any plastic trophy you'd put in your basement.
Alex Kendrick and Stephen Kendrick, the new movie called The Forge. They've got a great website, theforgemovie.com, theforgemovie.com. This is a great film. take your family, and maybe you have a church Sunday school group or study group, bring them along as well. And it opens in theaters nationwide tomorrow. Guys, I'm curious, the writing process, how do you guys come up with these ideas? What's that process like?
Well, if I'm honest, we lay the groundwork in prayer first. We say, God, please, we'd rather have a God idea over a good idea. It's just a big difference between the two. And so we ask the Lord for his direction, and then we listen, and we do research. We do the groundwork necessary. We get lots of counsel, but it's a two-year process for us, so we don't churn this out too quickly. But the people that we have along with us, the Priscilla Shires, Cameron Arnett, Ken Bevel, these actors and actresses are amazing people, and they truly believe what they're doing. So it's been a journey collectively, and we do it with great fellowship. So we're excited that everyone has an expanded platform because they're wishing good for people. They're desiring to honor God. So we're excited about the whole process.
I love this. Now, guys, I know you're down in Albany, but you know, if you want to branch out, Memphis, it's a good film city. And we got great barbecue here. I can attest to the barbecue. So,
well, it's interesting. We keep hearing about the Memphis barbecue, so we may have to take you up on that one day. But I would tell people the Forge is not just releasing across the U.S. this weekend, but it's being translated into 40 languages. It's going to be opening in Mexico, Brazil, South America, Indonesia, Australia, New Zealand. We're very excited, and we would ask people, take your family. It's family friendly. Encourage your pastor, you know, to support this film. It will bless your church. It blesses employers, employees, and we hope people will not only enjoy the ride, but enjoy it with someone they can share it with and talk about it afterwards.
All right, sounds good. Well, fellas, we're going to leave it there. Congratulations, and this is going to be pretty exciting tomorrow. I know you're going to have a very busy day, so appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you so much, Todd. Take care.
All right, Alex and Stephen Kendrick, everybody, the director, co-writer, producer, and co-writer of The Forge. And as you heard, the movie in theaters tomorrow, theforgemovie.com. Very rare that you get an opportunity to go to the family, the theater with your entire family. And that is certainly one movie you'll be able to do that with. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. Have you seen any? I'm curious, any of our listeners, if you've seen a Kendrick Brothers film. They're always so well done, and the message is just really powerful. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, and we are monitoring President Trump. He is down in Arizona at the border, where Kamala Harris will never be seen, and the president is expected to talk about border security in just a few moments. You can watch Newsmax, too. They will have live coverage of the president's remarks. Also, 5 o'clock Eastern, I will be on Newsmax for the Todd Stearns Show. Hope you will take some time and join us as well. All right. As I mentioned in my squeaky chair, I want to provide you, I want to again provide you with some information on our big fundraising effort. Tomorrow it concludes. And I can't thank you enough for all of the great work you guys are doing, but we do need to light a little bit of a fire on folks. So again, if every single person listening to our audience would just give $5, that would be $5 million right there. So we need some of you to step up to the plate here. And God bless you. Some of you have. ToddStearns.com. Click on that banner, the Give Life banner. And I want to go through some of the newest donations coming in right now. We've got Frank B. giving us a one-time donation of $26. Sherry G., $10. Robert J. giving us a $5 donation. God bless you, Robert. Also, William E. making a one-time donation of $50. And Carter T. making a $52 donation. Thank you for that. Ben B. and Angela B., you guys giving us $100 donations, and thank you so very much for doing that. Folks, if you make a donation over $100, you call Lydia, and we're going to send you a signed copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Oh, by the way, I just got a note about that. So Amazon has run out of the book again. So the hardcover edition has sold out on Amazon. The publisher has paperback copies available. The good news is they're a lot cheaper than hardcover. But if you want a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You will not be able to get a hardcover edition right now on Amazon, but you will be able to get a paperback edition, a soft cover edition of the book. So thank you all for ordering the book. Really appreciate that. And we're getting lots of great, great results here. Want to play some audio from last night. Scott Jennings doing a heck of a great job on CNN, standing up for conservatives. And he finally pointed out, hey, look, guys, you need to understand you're directing your anger at the wrong person. It's not Donald Trump. Cut 18, please.
But I think that you have to trust the pilot of the plane in the first place. And the problem right now is that Donald Trump is not a trustworthy pilot. And what these guys are winning, they're winning the babysitter contest. Who do you want? Whose values do you want to be in charge of the plane before we get where we're going? And I think you're getting smoked on that. And I think
Ban.
That's... How do you see it?
My brother.
Yes.
My brother, I have to tell you.
Please.
The current pilot of the plane is Kamala Harris. Donald Trump is not the pilot of the plane.
No, he's right here.
It's true. And he's absolutely right. They think that Donald Trump is in the White House. This is all on the Democrats. Every single thing that has happened, and Jennings pointed out a few days ago on CNN, Democrats have been in control of the White House for 12 years. 12 years. It's unbelievable. Going all the way back to Barack Obama, 2 terms, Donald Trump, 1 term. Now you've got Joe Biden in office, and they want you to think that this is all on Donald Trump. Donald Trump hasn't done any of this. Donald Trump made America great again. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Donald Trump is going to make America great again, which is why we've got to get out there, and we've got to campaign like it's nobody's business. So I'm feeling mighty good about where all of this is going. I truly am. There are some unknown variables, and we're going to have to get through those. But, folks, you should be encouraged by what's happening right now in Chicago, because they know, the Democrats know, they cannot run on what they have done. All right, got to scoot out of here, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a great day. Again, head over to ToddStarnes.com. One more day. Let's see if we can't reach our goal of $10,000. Folks, get out there, and you have a great day. You be good, America.